As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're out here having a great time, meeting a lot of fun folks, some fans stopping by, some listeners. And guys, it's Echo Park Automotive right here in Duluth. It's Dukes and Bell. We will talk about our Braves and what's going on because I don't want to say, Mike, we're in crisis mode. But when the general manager says, I've never made a change like this in my 14 years of being a GM, we're talking about Alex Anthopoulos and changing the third base coach. You just wonder, you know, what's going on internally. Tonight they start a series with the D-backs. So we'll talk more about that, more about what he had to say, and Marcell Ozuna dealing with a hip tear, but he's been playing with it. So we'll get into all of that coming up.
Yeah, it just seems like such window dressing to move on from a third base coach, but we'll dive into it. Right now let's talk to a guy who, Carl, he's good on any surface. You put this guy on asphalt, he's money. You put him on dirt, this guy is money. And he's my second cousin. That's a lie. Christopher Bell is with this guy's 12 career victories in NASCAR, and he's won basically every series. And kind of reminds a lot of folks, not that I know you probably get this all the time, but your ability to do it on different surfaces like Tony Stewart, man, and your love of dirt track racing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Obviously, Tony's a living legend, so anytime you get compared to him is a good day.
Right. What do you know about this track? Because we've said since they've done the work and they've tweaked it, it's almost, and as they say, mini Talladega.
It is.
How challenging is Atlanta now, again,
Echo Park Speedway
for you?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It is basically mini Talladega, but it's a better version of it. So Talladega and Daytona nowadays, you just get trapped, and fuel saving has become such a huge topic of conversation where it's not at Echo Park Speedway. And you know, the greatest example there was Ryan Blaney this year. I mean, he got spun out with like 10 laps to go, 15 right. laps to go, and then by the end of the race, he got his way right back up to the front. So, you know, as race car drivers, the only thing we want is we want to be able to pass. We want to be able to get to the front of the pack, and at Echo Park Speedway, you can do that.
Christopher, let me ask you about more horsepower. Cause this is
more horsepower. Well, we love more horsepower.
Well, I would have guessed that that's how all the drivers feel. But this is something that NASCAR is, you know, at least discussing, right?
Yep.
They're going from, what, 670 to maybe 770, another 100?
Hopefully 900, hopefully 1,000.
Okay, so where are you at on this?
Right. Oh, more the better. More the better, right all on. The time. Bring it on. But I'll be honest, we've been told no for so long that.
And why, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Safety, schmafety.
I don't even think it's safety. Everyone kind of points at each other. You talk to the engine builders, they say it's NASCAR. You talk to NASCAR, they say it's the engine builders. So I have no idea.
Okay.
But I was super excited whenever they told us that they're talking about upping the horsepower, and I think it's going to be a great addition to our sport for sure.
Christopher Bell is with us, Carl. He's from Oklahoma, by the way.
Boomer Sooner.
Norman, Oklahoma.
Boomer Sooner.
Oh, I know. You're trying to goat me right now.
He's one of those horns guys. Chris is with us here, guys.
How dare you put horns down right now?
I'm sorry.
You're trying to impress our guest? Are you serious now?
Well, it's Metallica tonight.
He's a fellow Bell.
I see that. All of a sudden, he's never done that. You're sitting here now, all of a sudden, he's the horn guy. He's doing this. Get out of here.
Hey, man, when you are on a super speedway like Talladega or Daytona, is it a conscious effort to work with other Toyotas?
Oh,
or is it just
to.
Basically just
you have
anybody?
To. Yes. So, honestly, it came from the Ford program, I think, was the first one to really to make team racing like prominent, and right. and they have taken it to a whole new level and been the leaders in the pack. And you know, as Toyota, we're kind of we've had the philosophy that we focus on quality over quantity, mm-hmm. and our numbers have been really small for years past. Now right. we're finally starting to build up. We've got the Legacy Motor Club that's joined the Toyota Brigade. 2311 has added another car in with Riley Herbst. So we're getting there. At Daytona Talladega, it still feels like we're a little bit off of our competitors.
Right.
But whenever we go to Echo Park Speedway, team racing is not near as relevant, and it allows us, the Toyotas, to compete a lot better there.
And one of the things I remembered back in the day when Joe Gibbs got into motorsports, it was known for the Redskins back then, of course, was, you know, that concept, team concept. Dale Jarrett, I don't know if you were even born when Dale Jarrett was driving for Joe Gibbs, but the old Interstate battery cars and all that. What is, talk about the team dynamic and what's it like working for these guys.
Oh, my gosh, man. Driving for Joe is just it's a dream come true. Like you mentioned Tony Stewart, like that was the most iconic car for me. Watching right. that number 20 Home Depot orange car of Tony Stewart, that was my idol, right? Mm-hmm. And he was a dirt track racer. I was a dirt track racer. So it's really come full circle for me to be in the number 20, driving for the coach himself. Mm-hmm. And I think it was last off to a Redskin or a Washington Commanders.
Right.
And it was just eye-opening to see the respect that the dude hasn't been a coach in, what, 20 years?
Right,
like that?
He's loved.
And he, you walk down on the field and everybody's, like, just screaming in his name. Like, he's a living legend, and I am so grateful to be in the position I am.
Yeah, it's a great point. And Joe won a lot there.
Yes, he did.
He did. He did.
Christopher Bell with this guy's here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Night race, man. Look. You like night racing?
So at some racetracks, I like it. At some racetracks, I don't. The thing that's going for them at Echo Park Speedway is the style of racing that we have. You need a lot of grip in order to make those big, bold, aggressive moves. So whenever it's daytime, the sun's out, the asphalt gets really slippery, and you're not as confident as a driver. Mm. So I think having it as a Saturday night race is a huge win because it's going to allow the drivers to have the grip in the car to make those big, bold, exciting moves and risk it all, man. Echo Park has stepped up. We've got great trophies to race for. We got a brand-new Harley-Davidson special edition.
Yep.
It's gonna be wild Saturday night under the lights at Echo Park Speedway. Be there.
It's gonna be a blast, man. Quaker State 400, Atlanta, and the summertime night races always draw a huge crowd. It's gonna be bananas. One thing about your team, one of your big fans was here earlier. And he goes, "Hey, you gotta ask Chris about his spotter because apparently your spotter changed jobs."
We did. We had an unprompted spotter change mid-season, which is kind of unheard of.
So, do you have good chemistry with your guy now, and is he speaking the same language?
I mean, he's so I've been around him. His name's Matt Philpott.
Okay.
He has actually been a mechanic at Joe Gibbs Racing for a number of years now, and he just started spotting maybe last year. So he's done the lower series, like the NASCAR Truck Series, Xfinity Series. He actually did the Daytona 500 this year for Martin Truex in that extra entry. But he's relatively new, doesn't have a lot of experience, so it's been a learning curve. And his first race was a couple weeks ago at Charlotte, and then we went to Nashville last week. So we're starting to get into a little bit of a routine, but boy, oh boy, I'm glad we got a couple races before we get to Echo Park Speedway because that one's a tough one.
Yeah, because you could think a bad spotter, you know, be like, okay, there's a guy in front of you. No, he's not. He's on the okay.
Because it's basically eat a hot dog here. I'll be back here in a couple minutes.
Clear. But I mean, it's an integral part.
No, it is.
Of doing your job.
Yeah, you get into a rhythm and you get into a routine of like understanding what their voice tone is, what their language is, what their, you know. You can be half a car length back or higher or lower, and the way that they call it, it means something a little bit different.
You embrace these documentaries, these movies, anything that talks about racing. Are you into any of it, or you just it's on the peripheral for you? You're just kind of, I'm not going to pay attention to any of that stuff.
I try and stay off of social media as much as I can.
Okay.
It's I mean, let's just be honest. There are mean people out there.
Absolutely.
We know.
I don't know how people could not like me, but I do have a lot of haters out there. So I stay off of it and let that go through the team.
Yeah, I was going to say, do they ever come to you and say, you're not going to believe this?
No. I mean, maybe at first, or if I, like, do something really bad, like whenever I spilled the Chase Briscoe news. Do you remember that?
I do.
Oh, gosh, that was so embarrassing. Thankfully, they kind of embraced it.
Can you tell our audience, for those who don't know, just briefly, the story.
Just what happened?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so last year, Martin Truex announced his retirement. So the 19 car was effectively empty, and they had yet to name a driver that's going into the 19 car. And it come to be Chase Briscoe. Well, I had literally just had a conversation with Chase like minutes before I walk into the media center, right? And so like me and Chase were talking about it, and we're talking about how we're going to be teammates next year. And then all of a sudden, they something happened, and I said, whenever Chase gets into the 19 car.
Uh-oh. Oops.
Yeah, and then like as soon as I said that, my face just went like – blush red, right? And I just immediately look at our PR rep, and I'm like, I just help me, like, so this the media center, it's not live, right? Like,
right.
It's not live, but there are camera. Everybody's got cameras, and I'm like debating. I'm like, what do I do? Do I like sit here and like beg these guys to like
please,
delete
please,
everything,
please.
Or do right. I just roll with it? It was the most horrifying couple moments of my life.
You see, Carl, we could be cousins because Christopher, like you, I can't keep a secret either.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good.
Sorry. Well, before we cut you loose, he'll be racing again, guys. Atlanta Motor Speedway is now Echo Park Speedway, guys. And the night race is going to be bananas. The ride. Rivalries going back, and it was funny because we just saw Kyle Petty. I was talking to Kyle earlier. Remember him and Davey Allison used to have a major thing back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
So who are the guys? It seems like it's good for the sport. Is it something you can just leave at the track, or there's some of those beefs that just carry on, and it's going to be season long or maybe career long?
Well, the one that I'm looking at right now is Josefar and Stenhouse. Did you guys watch the race this weekend?
That's going to be interesting.
Up in Nashville?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to see what happens there. You just never know what you're going to get in the NASCAR Cup Series. Fortunately for me right now, I have a pretty clean slate. So,
you said that, Bill?
Yes.
He's like, right now.
You never know what can happen. You never know what's going to happen. But I'm excited to see what happens between the 77 and the 47 in the next coming weeks.
All right. Right on. That gives us a plot line.
Wait, man. Thanks for spending time with us, Christopher. Best of luck the rest of the season, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Christopher. Appreciate you. Continued success. Awesome. Christopher Bell, guys, he's going to be down there at the track. Again, June 27th and 28th.
Right.
It's going to be a fun race. We keep talking about it. And a big shout-out to not only Christopher, but also Ross Chastain for stopping by earlier.
Yeah, man. Also, guys, if you're coming down, we'll be here till 6, but they got the Varsity. We are at Echo Park Automotive in Duluth. All the groups of car dealerships are right smack dab in the middle off of Commerce, Carl.
Yeah.
And Michael Waltrip's walking around. Kyle Petty's here as well. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, you know what? And this is always the awkward thing, right? I just ran to the restroom, took a break. And Waltrip walked in, and I was like, it's weird. Do I really say, hey, I'm a big – but I didn't say anything because that's always the weirdest thing. But he's Michael Waltrip's one of my favorite guys, man. So come on down and hang out. They got a lot of stuff, a lot of activities going on here. And I think, Mike, this is going to obviously translate to some of the things that will be going on at the track leading up to that weekend. So many things.
Good deal, man. Hey, guys, we got some of the stories today. Started this morning, actually late last night we found out, and I woke up this morning and I texted Carl, like, are you kidding me? About the move, taking out Matt Tuiasosopo, third base coach of the Braves, to move him down to the minors, Carl. You've been demoted as a third base coach. Yeah, he had a couple of bonehead moves, but I mean, is this just window dressing? We're going to dive into it, but a lot of Braves fans feel that it's kind of just, well, trying to find a patsy or a scapegoat for the larger problems this team is dealing with right now and not meeting expectations.
Well, look, you're not trading or moving on and certainly not sitting Matt Olson. You're not sitting Austin Riley. You're not sitting Ozzy. I mean, like, and I'm not saying that they need that, but those things are not going to happen. You're trying to win games. Those guys need to be in the lineup. We'll talk about it because I thought Brandon Gaudin came on and said some really interesting things earlier in regards to what he's seeing day in and day out. We'll talk about it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Having a great time out here. Dave Ashburn, our sales manager, is out here at Echo Park Automotive in Duluth. And we were just meeting one of our new sales people, Mike.
Yes.
She's new to the staff, but she is very enthusiastic about joining 92.9 The Game. And so we were just having a conversation about how great things are. We appreciate you guys listening as always. We've had a couple of cool drivers stop by. If you missed those interviews, go online at odyssey.com. We also had Brandon Gauden on, and I just want to address this before we to talk a little bit about what's going on with the Dogs. And because, again, we're talking about recruiting with the Dogs, and so
right.
We'll give you the latest on that. Coming up, some guy talk here in about 10 minutes, and also the latest in the Falcon Report, as you will hear from Bijan Robinson, who stated – I thought it was kind of interesting, talking about what he would like to do this upcoming season. All right, that's on the way. The latest news with our Braves, they get ready for a series with the D-backs tonight. Mike, we haven't really spent a lot of time. Grant's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We will talk about this series. But the news, guys, is really after Mike and I went in yesterday. I'll be honest with you. And look, I tell you guys this. I tell Mike this all the time. Our teams listen. Our executives listen. Our players listen. And when we – as a fan base, and this includes you because we're your conduit, say, hey, what the hell's going on? Why are we not doing the things we need to do? They hear us. So ironically, I thought the timing was interesting last night when this came out about, you know, bringing in Freddie Gonzalez to be our third base coach. But the issues we're facing right now are just bigger than replacing the third base coach. And I do agree. We've had some gaffes at third base. But I also said to Mike, we have had those gaffes because, guys, our offense has been sluggish. So I think you needed to be a little bit more aggressive.
Right. They were forcing some issues. Now, look, I know the one that sticks out in everybody's minds a couple days back, Matt Olson's just a position where he's rounding the base and, you know, the fielder in the outfield already got the ball in his hand. It wasn't good. The optics on it were not good. And, look, let's not get crazy. Guys used to get a little upset with Ron Washington sometimes being aggressive.
True.
I like being aggressive at third base because I want to see you make the defense make the throw. Center fielder's got to make the throw to the cutoff man's got to be on point. So make those guys make two accurate throws that can throw somebody out in some cases. But in the case of the Braves, it's just freaking window dressing. I mean, if you're going to make a big move, fire Snitker. Go outside the organization. Guy said, well, who would you hire? Great question. Because I don't want Buck Showalter coming here. You know, I don't believe in his nonsense. But, I mean, there are other ways you could do this. And in the offseason, first, look at how the Rangers got Bruce Bochy out of retirement a couple years ago.
Idiot.
You know, I mean, there are people you could find. There are some retreads I wouldn't be interested in. But I do know this. Whatever happens with the Braves, the new hire will come from within. Because this organization will never go outside of itself to find a manager. It's got to have a Bobby Cox connection. Freddie is a great guy. Freddie is a mediocre manager. Freddie was a mediocre manager in Miami. He was a mediocre manager with the Marlins. I mean, with the Braves. So to bring in Freddie Gonzalez to fire Matt, to fire a third base coach because your team can't hit is one of the silliest things I've seen in a while. But it sends a message because some Braves fans actually buy it, Carl.
Yeah,
and they go, well, there you go. Now, by the way, I'll ask you again because I asked you earlier in the show. Do you think guys in the clubhouses moves the needle? Hey, you just got Coach Matt fired. Demoted to the minors.
I don't know.
Didn't get fired. He was demoted.
I don't know what drives these guys when I say that as a group, let alone as individuals. I don't know if Freddie ever needed a pep talk. He just showed up and did his job. I don't know what drives each one of these guys. If you told me they fired Snitker, that would get their attention.
Yes.
Because that is doing something that would be completely unexpected. And by the way, I'm torn on this when Mike says, you know, again, we're not calling for his job. He's saying if you're going to do something bold, that would be the bold move. This is not it. But I will tell you, I don't think you fire a guy in June when your team's in fourth and two of his best players have been injured and coming off of long injuries in Strider and Acuna. I do think that's a possibility, Mike, if we're late in July and in August and you say, well, why would you wait? Because you're giving him a chance to right the ship.
Right.
But I think in June, where we are right now, June 2nd, it would be a little bit premature. And that's why I think Alex is taking this approach and the organization is taking this approach. I don't necessarily agree with it because I don't think this is the problem. The problem, and this is getting back to Brandon Gaudin, guys, who joined us, the voice of our Braves on FanDuel. He said they've had, at least according to, you know, his information.
Some heated discussions, apparently.
Yes. Internal heated discussions from the guys on the team. He's not talking about Snitker going in there and, you know, right, throwing trash cans. He's saying that there have been guys, and he mentioned Chris Sale is a guy that's a leader on this team. He talked about Olsen. These are things that we've asked about. Nobody really has said anything. So, Brandon, I give him credit for saying that. From what I know is what he said, because, again, he didn't pinpoint specific dates. But he's basically saying, Mike, the things that we think should be going on are. Okay, then why is it not resonating? Why is it not? And sometimes, guys, you have these conversations and people think, you know, you get fired up. It's not football. You don't go out the next series and right, you're so emotional that you make a big sack and it changes the game. Baseball, you got to be right here the entire way. And if you get too high, get too low, it kills you. And so I'm saying that to say nobody's come out of these meetings and hit four home runs. But hopefully, Mike, whatever's being said starts to resonate.
But it did have an effect a few years ago. They had a sluggish road trip. They were in Phoenix, I want to say, and then Snitker had a closed-door meeting. And as Carl said, it's kind of like I always go back to Bull Durham because it's true. You got to scare him. Read him the riot act. You can't do it every night because that's going to tune out in a minute. But, you know, Snitker picked his spots. They responded. They went on a tear. They won, I think, at that time, it was like 7 out of 8. Next thing you know, they're rolling. So, yeah, you can do something to shake things up. You can't quantify it. There's no stat for it. There's no analytics for it. But I just do know other franchises will approach things differently. We'll never fire Snitker. To Snitker, by the way, guys, his contract is up at the end of this year.
Yeah.
So he's a lame duck if they don't give him a contract extension as it is. So that's why I said to Grant, you know, a few months ago, I was always under the impression this is Snitker's last year. No one seems to want to say that, but I think it's certainly now in the minds of a lot of fans think it should be Snitker's last year. Because regardless, as you said, you laid out the argument. He can't hit for these guys. He can't pitch for these guys.
No.
But it does sometimes the message gets stale. And I do think these guys, I'm glad to hear that if Brandon's got information saying that they've had some come-to-Jesus moments.
Yes,
I hope so. Because the team looks friggin' lifeless. The team is lifeless and listless. And you got guys on guaranteed money who aren't doing their job. They're not hitting for average. Even with OPS right now, that's woefully low. Not knocking in runs. So you got to do something. Firing a third, demoting a third base coach is the silliest thing. Just like when they, you know, they move on from hitting instructors. Come on.
Yeah.
It's window dressing for a fan base that goes, yeah, that'll teach them. Teach who? Motivate who? I mean, it's window dressing. It's a study in silliness. But again, Joao Sissoko now back in the minors.
Let's hear Dom back at the studio. Can you play Alex Anthopoulos on Marcell Ozuna? Because this is the other side of this, which is interesting. I don't think anybody, at least fan base-wise, knew about Marcell Ozuna having a hip tear.
Nope.
And he's been playing well, guys. We talked about leading the league in walks. He's been the one consistent guy that has shown up and slugged for you. But Alex Anthopoulos revealed this yesterday when he spoke to the media after demoting our third base coach.
Yeah, it's going to be a factor the entire year. But Marcell's tough. He's playing through it. He's still performing. You know, but there's no doubt he's playing through it. And, you know, even when we took him out and we got tests and so on, he didn't want to do it. So he wants to stay in there. He's a very durable player. He's still a productive player. But, you know, it's one of those things that he's going to have to manage and get to the offseason. So we've told him, look, at times, be careful with, you know, don't, you know, try to run as fast as you can down to first base. be judicious on the base pass and so on. So if you see him at some, a routine ground ball, he might be saving his bullets from that standpoint. But he expects to be in there. He expects to play every day, and it's tolerable enough to continue for him to continue to play.
That's the good news.
Look, he's a tough guy, man. I'm Ozuna from the Braves. The big bear has been money. And, yeah, as we said, it's not like he's going to be legging something out. I mean, sometimes you stop at first, because if he's got that, you don't expect this guy to be going from first to third or anything like that. So that's just him doing his job. He can hit, as you said, he's in the field. Might be a different story. So, man, tough guy, man. That's you think baseball players aren't tough? I mean, you and I, would you be mowing the lawn? I asked you earlier.
Not with a hip tear.
Hip tear?
No. And that just sounds scary.
I mean, hey, honey, take the garbage out. I got a hip tear.
Yeah, I'm not doing too much of anything. But Marcelo Ozuna, he says he can manage it. That is the good news. We'd love to hear from you guys. You can tell us what you think with this news today. And look, if we lose this series to the D-backs, and it's not if we lose, it's how we lose. If we score one run tonight, no runs tomorrow, a run the next day, we're having the same conversation regardless of changes like this, because what that screams is that this offense is still not clicking the way it should. So it's not about losing. You're going to lose between now and September. It's how we've been losing. And can we start to win some one-run games? Alex talked about this run differential. It's real. But, that's the difference, guys, in the really good teams and the teams that end up being average.
Also learned that A.J. Smith-Shawver getting another opinion on the elbow. Maybe try to do that sort of like that, what do they call that? The bracing surgery that Spencer Strider had
yeah.
As opposed to a true Tommy John. Either way, you're not going to see A.J. Smith-Shawver anytime soon. So this gets back to the trade deadline. And guys, hit us up on the text line. We were just having this conversation. 404-726-0929. I can't read all of them, but a couple guys going, hey, we were worse off in 2021. We all know we were worse off. We had Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman's not on this team. Freddie Freeman was a big part. Jock Peterson brought energy, all the things Carl just talked about. That was, nobody even knew who Jorge Soler was. It was amazing. Rosario was, remember, he couldn't even play when they traded for him at first. Everything just slipped into place. You moneyballed the hell out of that season. The night shift was amazing. One of the best bullpens of all time. None of that's on this current team right now. So I'm hoping that maybe Alex can pull some rabbits out of a hat on the trade deadline, Carl. But, with everybody alive with the wild card, half of baseball is going to be looking for the same stuff we're looking for.
Yeah, that becomes a problem, and then it becomes a bidding war, and then are you going to overpay? And how good is your team, really? If we're sitting in fourth place still at that point, you got to kind of say, are we going to go all in? If we're in second place, Mike, and three games behind the Mets, that's a different conversation.
Right.
So,
well, that's an interesting conversation. Then you can have that Sean Murphy conversation that nobody wanted to have a month ago.
Yeah. So
then you can say, okay, Drake Baldwin is my catcher of the future. Now, again, we're putting the cart before the horse
absolutely.
Now. But if you don't show any progress by the trade deadline, then adios, Sean Murphy. And again, small money by Major League standards, $15 million a year. But take that that 207 average someplace else and let Drake shine.
Yeah, that's when you start making those decisions. Right now, little bit too early.
Other guys hit us up on the text line saying, does this mean that Freddie Gonzalez is going to be manager in waiting?
No. Let's not jump to conclusions, Braves fans. I mean, look, it's easy to say that. I will tell you this. At least this is what I feel about Alex Anthopoulos. He is willing to see what else is available if they need to make a managerial change. And if it came to that, I don't think that this automatically puts Freddie Gonzalez back in the managerial chair. You had a guy who had managerial experience here before, Ron Washington. You could have easily said, Wash, stay, we'll pay you more. And guess what? When Snit's ready to give it up, it's yours.
Right.
They didn't do that. Let's not jump to conclusions about Freddie Gonzalez being here. He's a third base coach. Let's hope he does a great job. As far as who the next manager or what that's going to look like, whether it's a year or at the end of the season from now, let's hold out on that. All right, guys, one other thing I want to mention. The Dogs make an offer to the 2027 quarterback recruit. His name's Elijah Haven. He is out of Baton Rouge.
Uh-huh.
6'5", 215. He is the top recruit, Mike, for 2027.
Okay.
Quarterback.
Now, here's the thing, though.
They have offered, right? They have made an offer to him again. But they already have the number one kid coming in this year.
Yeah.
We knew that from Nashville. And now they're going to offer the 2027 kid who, we're a year or two away from this. But this is how this works, and this is how you stack that room. Problem is, he's going to get offered from everybody.
And you and I have always talked about getting that super athletic quarterback. Elijah Haven could be qualified as one of those athletic quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. But again, can you get a guy to stick around for a couple of years while another guy's going to be starting?
Well, by this time, by the time he would come in, what's it, Jared? Jared would have already been under center for at least
one
year. Yeah,
right.
For at least. Either way, the Dogs are on their game as far as trying to get the guys. This is the one position I've continued to talk about because if you get dynamic here, then you're doing everything else right. And I think this is the one area. So wanted to mention that. Hey, man, coming up, Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, speaking of college sports, have you been watching these regionals and super regionals?
Incredible.
I've never seen more ish talking and more nonsense and guys just getting after it. And people reading lips now of managers and getting guys in trouble. We'll tell you about the College World Series also coming up. Does anybody know what the heck's going on with Taco Mac? Another closing. We'll explain coming up in Guy Talk.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You got that right. Hey, by the way, we are the Peach State, and nothing like some good peach cobbler. They got a lot of cool things going on here today, guys, at Echo Park Automotive in Duluth. Echo Park Speedway, guys. AMS is now Echo Park Speedway. And to kick that off, Michael Waltrip and Kyle Petty, Ross Chastain, Christopher Bell, all up here along with the varsity. And a lady who just brought us over some peach cobbler. And man, is that good. When was the last time you had a good peach cobbler?
It's been a minute, man. It's been a minute. Does Mary Max have –
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to – that's probably the last time that I had peach cobbler because I don't – there's very few places that do
it. What's it called?
Right.
Peach Cobbler Factory.
Yes.
I'll tell you what.
That's right.
Mighty fine factory they got going on because that's delicious. Man, I'm just chowing down here. Sorry. I was like –
It's really tasty.
As you're coming back from break. Hey, man, have you been watching – I used to love the College World Series because coming out of high school, I had a couple of friends that were lucky enough to get the big scholarships and went to Omaha a few times at Florida State to watch it. But this has been unbelievable. The storylines, it just seems like there's this drama and there's and it's like everyone's kind of trying to put their finger on where is all this angst and weirdness coming from. I heard Stakey and Sandra talking about it today. I mentioned it at the end of our show yesterday about Georgia and the players all with their shirts open to their belly button.
Yeah.
You know, like they're Telly Savalas.
They need the gold chain, right?
Yeah, and so that to me looked a bit jive. Some folks feel that, you know, some coaches need, like Wes Johnson needs to, like, nip that in the bud. Then we've seen just swagger and attitude. If you didn't see the Wake Forest-Tennessee exchange where one guy's got some extra, like, eye black on his face, and the manager of Wake Forest gets picked up on a hot mic basically saying a word you can't say about a homosexual.
Mm.
And that went live, so the coach has got to walk that back and apologize. That then proceeds to go yard and hit a moonshot. Then later on, the relief pitcher, they call an extended timeout to kind of, like, these timeouts in baseball, they go on forever.
Forever.
And apparently Wake does that. Tennessee goes, get in the blanket box, blank. And then he struck him out.
So they're getting after
it. That was going on. We've seen, you know, in other regions, just a lot of, I mean, the energy is just off the charts. Some people feel, now, not my words, take it with, just understand, don't kill the messenger. It's a byproduct of what we're seeing in Major League Baseball through the extra swag and flair, with now it's all the way down to Little League where kids are flipping bats 20 feet up in the air. It's gone too far.
I do think that's the case. It's funny you say this because at the end of the show, I got to give a big shout out to a buddy of mine whose kids are playing in their Little League All-Star game. And we were just talking about how it is these days to manage all of this stuff. And I do think that, listen, this is the NFL, Mike. I mean, this is the NFL saying, we don't want you doing sexual gestures in the end zone because
kids are watching.
They see it, and then they're doing it at their Little League games. And we're at all these games. The high school kids mimic it. It just trickles down. And so, yes, I do think there is a part of this that you see now at all levels. But what we've been seeing in these regionals, it's been a little testy.
I got to be honest. Some of it's been over the – I mean, even if I'm like – I'm, you know me, nothing offends me. And even I was like, damn, this has been a bunch. Day-Day's got kids who play sports. I saw some memes today where some of these kids – now, first off, your family's got to have some coin to play travel team, as it is. But to see these kids with – you know, remember, we were joking around. Little League Baseball, even on our traveling team, we share like 5 or 6 helmets. If you didn't have your own bat, and none of us could afford our own bat, maybe you were lucky you had a couple of aluminum bats and some crappy old wooden bats.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see and now guys wearing like multiple kids are wearing multiple chains and stuff. It's just Day-Day, it's too much, man.
It's wild. Now I will say the whole thing about, like, to your point, everyone used to share stuff. COVID kind of changed that.
That's
because
true.
Of, you know, everyone bring your own water bottle, bring your own this, that, and the third. But to your point, yes, you go up to these kids got these little chains on their necks. And, you know, I was watching I think it was Tennessee last night,
yes.
I believe it was. And the pitcher came in and he,
that's where he basically said, you blank and lose, hit strike, throws 99 by a mile, 99 mile an hour punch out. Batter looking at that cheese, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's just, I know, it just, look, I don't have kids. People like me shouldn't have kids. But, I mean, it is something where people say it all trickles down from the pros through either way. Another thing that happened last night in College World Series play, trying to get the right to go to Omaha. See what happened to the Duke player in the regional? Duke Blue Devils beat Oklahoma State, but they lose a guy for the next game. Duke trailed 2-0 late in the game. They took the lead thanks to an A.J. Gracia home run, 2-run single by Sam Harris, bottom of the 8th. Gracia had barely finished celebrating his home run. Sam Harris drove in the go-ahead run. So he gets thrown out of the game because he's carrying Duke's home run celebration prop onto the field. He had just been handed it for having the big RBI. The ump throws him out of the game, and now he misses the next game in the Super Regional.
That's ridiculous.
It's just a hard hat. He's up there. I mean, guys have helmets on. So it wasn't like he came out wearing like a giant sombrero or the Mariners are carrying a trident or something. Like, I just killed a man
crown.
With a trident.
Yeah, a big crown.
He's just wearing a hard hat.
Yeah.
And this ump throws him out. And this is why a lot of guys are saying, enough with the friggin' NCAA. We don't need any more of it.
Yeah.
Common sense.
It is. And look, do you feel like the ump thought that they were showing the other team up? That's why I threw him out?
But the guy just made the play, and like, literally the next pitch, he's out on the field wearing the hard hat that somebody just put on his head in the dugout.
Yeah. I, Mike, some of this stuff that's going on, and if you're not paying attention, and I know Georgia Tech fans are like, why would we just lost?
Right.
Georgia fans, we just lost. I get it.
Sorry for Coach Hall, by the way.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, his last game.
Yeah, some of the best teams that were going to compete potentially for the College World Series are not involved, but These games have been fun, but different in a way that you're watching them and the controversy surrounding them has a lot of people scratching their heads.
Hey, man, I know that Midtown West is losing a lot of restaurants. They kind of overdeveloped. There's been some articles in the AJC about that last couple of weeks. I don't know what's going on. We got some friends that used to work at Taco Mac. I'll have to check in. Taco Mac, the original store over in Virginia Highlands, closed. That's sad because that was an amazing store, old school spot. Now the Taco Mac on Peachtree and 10th in Midtown closes. That's out.
That's been there a long
time.
Yeah,
well, I moved to Midtown about, well, been years, but that and the Hudson Grill right across the street.
Yep.
We're kind of like the go-to sports bars along with, you know, Fido down there. Yeah, the Taco Mac location along Peachtree in Midtown abruptly shut down on Monday. According to signs posted in the windows of the restaurant, quote, serving this community has been an incredible honor. We've cherished every moment from cheering the local teams. These memories will always be a meaningful part of our journey. Closure comes about, as I said, a month after they shut down the store in the Highlands. That original store apparently is going to turn into something named Jack Brown's Beer and Burger Joint. They do say some of the other employees can move to other locations, but Taco Mac's running out of stores to work at.
That's interesting, Mike. And so it's still going to be a food place, just a different...
Yeah, but right now, I don't know what's going into that. That was a great build-out. I do know, I'm not speaking specifically about Taco Mac, but we do know, Carl and I, from our friends in the industry, people are really having a hard time staffing that brand of sort of not fast food, but, you know, is comfort food.
Yeah.
Sports bars are struggling because you can't get anybody to wait tables anymore.
And we've done a lot of stuff with Taco Mac. The folks at Taco Mac have treated us really well over the years. But I'm surprised because that location usually every time that I went.
Always packed.
It was packed. So I'm a little bit surprised, but you just never know what's going on behind the scenes, man.
Right. Hey, funny story from Variety. I read this morning. Gives me a cheap excuse to do an accent for you. Arnold Schwarzenegger reveals on a podcast with his son that he was kind of a little surprised that his son, Patrick Schwarzenegger, if you didn't watch the last season of The White Lotus, that was one of the twins who went to, the brothers who went to Duke.
The older brother.
The father who got involved, obviously, in a hustle with his brokerage firm. And so the kid, I think his name was like Saxon or something. So Schwarzenegger on the podcast describes seeing his kid naked on TV. He goes, I couldn't believe it. I said to myself, I'm watching your show, and I'm watching your butt sticking out there. And then all of a sudden, I see the weenie. What's going on here? This is crazy. And I said to myself, well, Arnold, hello, you did the same thing in Conan and in Terminator.
That's true.
You remember Terminator, Liquid Metal? That was the second one.
Yes.
I, of course, had to come through naked and then say, your clothes, give them to me. But anyway, but it was a shock to me that you're following in my footsteps so closely. Again, was not expecting to see your weenie, says weenie twice in this podcast, in The White Lotus. Apparently, Maria Shriver, she had a problem with it. He says, his son Patrick says, my dad thought it was pretty hilarious. My mom didn't really understand what was happening on the show.
He killed that role.
Really, I mean, good. He played a good jerk, kind of rich kid.
Yeah, he crushed that role. I thought and by the way, I did not know that was his son until the end of the series. Because I was like, who is this guy? It's like we were talking about Euphoria the other day. Who were we talking about? Sidney Sweeney. And I was like, who is this? Same thing with him. And I was like, that's Schwarzenegger's son?
Right.
I had no idea. He's done a good job.
And that is, why is that sort of, is that the son from The Maid? No, that's not the son.
No,
is Maria Shriver's son, Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Smarty pants.
Right, what can I tell you? That was a crime of opportunity. I smelled that lemon pledge and I had to have her. I said, come over here. You are my Hanamaka Frau.
Yeah.
By the way, do you know what Hanamaka Frau means?
I do.
You lived in Germany.
I do.
Means she was my cleaning woman.
Yes. That's right.
You can look it up, Gordon. I said, get over here. You missed the spot.
Okay, you know what?
And then Maria was not happy. I had to leave the house immediately.
Kid's got a future, man.
Yeah, kid's a good actor.
He's
got the chops. Hey, we mentioned it earlier. We were talking about it. Day-Day mentioned it. And tonight, big concert at Mercedes-Benz. Metallica in the round. Suicidal Tendencies, they open at 6. Then Pantera and then Metallica taking the stage. Looking at the set list from when they played at Virginia Tech, playing a lot of the hits. Should be a blast. Can't wait. I'm going to be down there tonight. So hopefully the traffic won't be too crazy. And I know the parking, I think hopefully this being the early start kind of staggers folks getting down. Because you know how crazy Centennial Olympic Park gets down there by down by Techwood. It's always kind of a drag trying to make it down there in time. You know what would be really cool? They had APD, you know, doing traffic control, which they won't.
Not that I'm
trying to make this all about me and trying to be there at the concert on time, but too late.
When these big shows come, though, last time, not the Cowboy Tour. I think it's coming, right? Beyonce hasn't come, but the last time she came.
Right.
we went, and we went super early.
Right.
And Michelle's like, we're going way too early. You, so I was like, we're going 2 hours early. I'm not fighting this traffic.
No way.
And our buddies, they took Marta, which was obviously smarter. But anyways, I get down there, Mike, and I'm like, nobody. No traffic. Pull right in. I'm like literally outside of our door. I'm like, okay, I was stressing about nothing. So then we were waiting. And to your point about getting there late, we get in. You already know where this is going, right? Show didn't start on time to begin with. So we sit there. I've been there in the area like 2 hours at Mercedes-Benz. Now, we had great seats, so, you know, we're drinking the whole time. But the fact is, like, it didn't start on time. And my guess is tonight it won't start on time either.
Well, good, because I can't wait to see Pantera. All right, man. We are live here, guys, at Echo Park Automotive. It is now Echo Park Speedway. Atlanta Motor Speedway has been rebranded down there in Hampton, Georgia. That's why we're celebrating the whole announcement. Tomorrow, guys, we're hitting the road. We're going to be at Buffalo's Incoming. Can I do it again one more time? We're coming to Calvin Carl to party down at Buffalo.
We had such a good time last time up there, man. It was such a good time. We hope everybody comes back out. Our buddy Wes Drewham says traffic is already nuts downtown.
Thanks, Wes. Why are you such a weenie?
Wes, thank you for the update.
Hey, man, I'm going to get back to eating peach cobbler, and I'm going to do this annoying voice during the commercial to bother Carl. Falcon Report is coming up next.
All right, guys, we got to talk about what Bijan Robinson said. Does he want to play flag football? And then he talked about how he can be better this season. And Drake London cherishes relationships. We'll explain all of that and much more coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.